A reading from Romans, the 13th chapter. Owe no one anything except to love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in this word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to the neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. This is the word of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our dear Dr. Nagel famously observed once, a lot of love talk is a lot of law talk. Well, you can see why he'd get that from today's reading. I mean, St. Paul, following good rabbinic tradition, notes that all the commandments are really summed up in the single love your neighbor as yourself. And love is the fulfillment of the law. But is there something more here? I think there might be. First, you know as well as I do that you do not love God with your all, and you do not love your neighbor as yourself. But there is one who did, and who, more importantly, who does. As I looked at the text, I was struck that the two terms St. Paul uses here are heavily freighted with Jesus elsewhere in his writings. So when he says that all are summed up, one word in Greek, literally reheaded, recapitulated, that's the same word that he uses in Ephesians 1 when he talks about a plan for the fullness of time to unite everything in Jesus, to literally rehead and regroup everything everywhere under Jesus. What Jesus does for all things, that love does for the commandments. Takes all the disparate parts and puts them together under one heading. Love your neighbor as yourself. So think about the negatives, the you shall nots. You know, what are you not supposed to do? Lots of stuff, right? All of those, they push toward the positive, the overwhelming positive. Not what you're not supposed to do, but what you are supposed to do. Love your neighbor as yourself. And then he uses another word that, again, is kind of unique. When he observes that love does no harm to the neighbor, therefore love is the fulfillment of the law. You know, that same word is translated in a lot of other places in the New Testament as the fullness of the law. The same word he uses for in Christ in whom the fullness of God dwells bodily. So as Jesus is the fullness of God in the flesh, so love is the fullness of the law as the expression of what God wants your life to be. So in the end, I couldn't help but wonder if Paul, by his use of these two terms, elsewhere explicitly referring to our Lord, might not just be giving us a hint that the love he's really talking about here is not a lot of law talk, but something far grander. Something that's not focused on your doing, or more accurately, your failure to do, but on a divine love in a human life that did not fail, that does not fail, that never will fail. Your Jesus, who is very God of very God, he became man, born of the blessed and most holy Virgin, in order that in your flesh, he, whose very essence is love, might pull all the commandments together and put all of the will of God into one shining truth, one beautiful life. He loved his Father with his whole heart by loving you, his neighbor, as himself. He came into the flesh to suffer and die and rise again so that you, by grace, could have absolutely everything that is his by nature. His Father, your Father. His home, your home. His life, your life. And yes, oh sweet yes, his nature, love, your nature too now. You see how this changes how we hear this little section of Romans? And all of a sudden, we're not very far from St. John and his beautiful words. We love because he first loved us. You and me, we only get to love God and to love our neighbor as ourself because we've been loved by God in Christ. And his love comes to visit and to dwell in us. That love that he's talking about here, we get to share with each other. And that's a lot of love talk that is blessedly rooted in pure gospel talk. So when you hear the words of today's text, don't just hear a measuring stick to hold up to yourself. It will show you, whenever you do, that that's not you by yourself. But instead, let it move you to marvel. Oh, Jesus, you love me as your very own self. You gave me everything that's yours. How can I ever thank you enough that you plant your love inside of me? A perfect love, a love that will never fail, that I can never exhaust, and in which I can love infinitely my neighbor, including the neighbor who hates my guts and makes my life misery, and the neighbor who's kind and loving. I can love them all with this love. It doesn't stop. It goes on forever. And in that love, I can love my kind and gracious Heavenly Father. Love, that is Jesus. Love not as an idea. Love as a real human life with whom you can have union and fellowship. Love, Jesus, who reheads and sums up the commandments, pulls them all to a concentrated point, to unity. Love, that is Jesus, the fullness of the commandments. And so, it's no wonder that in the church's song, we cry out to him, love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us your humble dwelling, all your faithful mercies crown. Jesus, thou art all compassion, pure, unbounded love thou art. Visit us with thy salvation. Enter every trembling heart. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.